Sunday's Elcott the Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, ever your host, as we step into a new way of being and living. Elcott the Next Step. It's a wonderful experience to have you along with us each week here from Wampaw University, as well as our Overlord Arch in Kauai, Hawaii, and the Ego Toilet of Big Sur, California. Elcott the Next Step provides a great many conduits to the losing of ego and the opening of the eye to eternity. The one eye that Elcott the Next Step dreams of and incorporates into its liturgy is a brown eye. Over the years, the persecution of our faith at the hands of comic books, morning show disc jockeys, and the like, because of the brown eye, which is essential to our seeing our way into Overlord and then ultimately.
Take two on that.
No, we're doing something different. I was in conference with the Overlords, Jerry, and when I misspeak, or if my tongue gets in the way of my teeth, or if I just, for whatever reason, am not able to enunciate or pronunciate a word, we'll just let it slide, as Overlord Kafka told me earlier.
Want to take two?
No, Jerry, we will not take two. We are going to continue. Thank you very much. Your patience is accepted. You'll notice I didn't thank you for your patience. I accept your patience. In Elcott the Next Step, we never say thank you. We say, of course. So when you give us something, for instance, food or money or a place to live, a place to stay, we say, of course you did. And you, in turn, will say, you noticed. And we will, in turn, say, no, we did not, because we don't want you to...
Want to take two on that?
What did I just say to you?
Oh.
Because we don't want you to assume, in Elcott the Next Step, that we're encouraging you to do anything other than subsume, reduce, and consume your own ego, as well as redact. In Elcott the Next Step, along with the brown eye, which is the one eye, the single eye, and you'll notice that in many of the world's religions, this is repeated. There is the third eye in the Hindu religion. There is the eternal Samadhi eye in the Hindu yogic traditions. And of course, the unification of the duality of life in Taoism, Confucianism, and Zen Buddhism. In Elcott the Next Step, though, we do take it another step. And we look at the brown eye. Through the persecution of comic books, late-night show comedians, as well as morning show hosts, mocking the brown eye aspect of our religion, we have learned strength. We've learned to be strong, to have fortitude.
Want to take three on that? All right.
We've learned to have strength and fortitude. We've learned to be fortuitous, and we've learned to have fruition, through which there is an ignition of wisdom and brain power. Now, I'm going to bring on here a man who I've felt has been a great teacher of mine, Igno Jones. And Igno Jones has been a teacher of mine since I first learned of Elcott the Next Step through the elders of Overseer and through the younger of the Underseer. It was he who told me that Hevner Elcott was my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. And Igno, you also exposed me to some truths about my great-great-great-great-grandfather, which you have told me are entirely up to me to expose to the greater and grander orifice or gargantua of our assemblage.
Yes. Your grandfather was a wonderful man. There's no doubt in my mind or in anyone else's, but he had his failings. And those failings are what I shared with you, Dr. Elcott, early on, And only you can make the decision as to whether those in the Grand Gargantua shall be privy to that.
I thank you for that trust, and I think for now what we can say is that Hivdar Elkot provided a very much needed pathway to ego toileting.
And I think that's a wise decision, I really do.
Ignar, you were one of the very first of the overlords, and I should identify Ignar as an overlord. You have passed through the priesterly stage and the underseer stage, and are now an overlord. May I ask you a little bit about that process?
You may do a point, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you've got, but we really want to keep the focus on... Yes, we want to keep the focus on me, because I've got a book coming out, but we want to keep the focus on me... The me that wants to talk about what I want to talk about, you see?
I understand, yes.
But please, ask me any question you have, so long as it doesn't take too long.
Well, I wanted to find out about the process by which someone becomes an overseer.
You mean an overlord?
Oh, I'm sorry, an overlord, yes.
Well, there is the overseers, yes, there's the underseer. Overseer, very few. We have at present only four or five overseers. They have no physical form. Ralph Jones is one who is my uncle.
All right, so your uncle is Ralph Jones.
Yeah, he is an overseer. He's an overseer. Ralph Jones, Pat Branca, I think Todd, if I'm not mistaken, I have to check my notes on this, but I think Todd Wilson is one, and Steve Efron.
So there are no females who are at present overseers?
No females at present, but anyone, either gender, can be an overseer, just so happens. Gloria Grover is one of our high-ranking overlords.
And Gloria Grover is very close to becoming an overseer.
Very close, yes.
You, and we're speaking here with one of the overlords. His name is Ignar Jones, whose uncle is Ralph Jones, and... Overseer. That means he has no body.
That's correct, yeah. All the individuals I mentioned, especially Todd Wilson, who just became an overseer, he's completely invisible.
Now, I wanted to tell everyone, Ignar, about the that which you are well known in Elkot the Next Step, the way that you have taken the terminology of Elkot the Next Step, the way you've taken the different steps, different phases of our religion, and made them explanatory. You have given it exposition and explanation to expand into the extraskeletal areas of life.
That has been my desire.
And I'd like to speak with you about that, but we need to take a very quick break here.
All right.
As we bring to you from Whampoa University, and last week, by the way, yes, we were in Big Sur, California. This week, back in Whampoa, New York, here at Whampoa University, at the Elkot Overlord Arch, the Induction Arch, and the Hivdar Elkot Memorial Library and Toiletarium. Elkot the Next Step, from Whampoa University in Whampoa, New York. Brought to you by Vlad Jones Chevrolet. Cars, motorcycles, motor scooters, and you. Vlad Jones Chevrolet. And by... Murkrow's Ginger Beer. When you want to get one on and get one good, get Murkrow's Ginger Beer. It comes in the handy four-pack. It's ice cold and rock and roll. Murkrow's Ginger Beer. And by Solarium Soccer Schools. Your little one deserves better. Your kids deserve even more. To make them world-class soccer players in the soccer universe of the future, bring them to Solarium Soccer Schools. My name is Wilson Epter, and I'm one of the top teachers in the world of soccer. Not football, not world football, not English football, soccer. We only insist on using that word because, frankly, we're tired of it being called... It's called soccer. Just, it's none of your business. You don't need to know. Solarium Soccer Schools. And by...
Julia Fiber, I'm here for you. Our yoga classes, hairstyling salon, and fingernail technique is a great way for you to start the day. Come on in. Have your fingers looked at? I don't know how it works. Whatever they do when they stick their fingers out and someone is holding onto your finger. I guess it's called a manicure, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And by...
Bosco Roberts. It's eternal. Bosco Roberts Cleaning. It's always going to be here. It's never going anywhere. For your shirts, for your underwear, for your pants, for your unmentionables, Bosco Roberts. Bosco Roberts Cleaning. Bosco Roberts. It's eternal. Bosco Roberts. We're not going anywhere. Don't even worry about it. And we haven't signed that long of a lease, but we're assured of the fact that once the person that owns the building just sort of fades away, we'll still be here. See, that's the one area I just showed a little bit of weakness. My jaw stopped working properly, the musculature. Bosco Roberts. It's eternal. And by Poover Honda at the corner of cheap and cheaper. Hi, Dan Poover at Poover Honda. We're at the corner of cheap and cheaper. These cars are cheap and they're getting cheaper all the time. Does that mean they're bad cars? No, it doesn't. But it means they are affordable. They're Hondas. They've got everything that a Honda would have and more. What is the more? Well, it's just kind of an advertising slogan. I don't know. But we're at the corner of cheap and cheaper. Hoover Honda. Hoover Honda. Remember that name. And if you forget that name, I guess you'll go to another Honda place. I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that very much at all. Hoover Honda. At the corner of cheap and cheaper. Here's our little bird, duckling.
Cheap!
Isn't that cute? And by Stella by Starlight Hair Designs. Stella by Starlight. Come in and have your head lit up. Hi, Frank Stella here. And by the way, I'm straight, so yeah, thank you very much. Stella by Starlight Hair Designs. Come on in and have your head lit up. We'll light it up with the big bouffant, the frou-do, and the... And the Tower of Pisa. We have every kind of hairstyle, every kind of hair color, every kind of hair tinting. And we'll dry your hair in seconds underneath our new super-duper Stella by Starlight hair dryers. Stella by Starlight. I'm Frank Stella. I'm straight. Stella by Starlight Hair Designs. And by Michener's Prosthetic Limbs. Don't walk around with a wooden leg that's fallen apart. Come on over to Michener's. Man, we've got every kind of prosthetic limb you'd like. Plastic. Faux plastic. We've got ceramics. We've got wood. We've got this brand spanking new one. Comes in here. Look at this. It's got a kneecap on it. Looks fantastic. Jack, you've never looked so good walking around with a limp. You've never looked so good walking. Michener's Prosthetic Limbs. And now, Michener's Prosthetic Eyeballs. Glass eye? Forget it, man. We've got ones that look exactly like a guy's eye. You can stare a dude down and and pop it out, stick it in his drink, and go, ha ha, scared you, didn't I? Michener's Prosthetic Limbs and Michener's Prosthetic Eyeballs, now in the Kinsler Plaza. And by the Rockdale Giants. Come on out and watch us take on this 2016 season. Some great teams out there in the Southern Sector Dairy League. We hope you come on out and see us. Get a season ticket, or maybe even two. Although sitting there by yourself looks kind of sad, we'll take that money as well. The Rockdale Giants playing this weekend at Buffalo. And by the Covingdale Breweries, a family that's been in the beer business since long before you ever even thought about taking a drink. Covingdale Breweries, makers of Slackside, The Greaser, Wonder Ale, and Juice Bound. That's right, Coverdale Brewery at 25th and Main in Covington. And now, back to Elcott, the next step. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. Igner Jones joins me. Igner Jones, an overlord. A man of great wisdom and a man who helped me in my early years as a novitiate initiate, eventually making my way to the priesterly level. And when I first met you, Igner, you were a priesterly.
I was a priesterly south, which is a little bit more difficult because, as you know, all must move toward the melding process of priesterly north. And you're to be congratulated, Ed, in that you are a priesterly northeast. So you moved past True North into Northeast, but you're rectifying.
Yes, indeed. That is the rectification, is what we call going back to True North. I was a priestly Northwest and then passed through North into Northeast.
Well, it happens, not too much. In the last 30 years, it's only happened twice. You and Paul Bosco, who, as you know, does not exist in any form that we're aware of now.
I'm certainly aware of that. And I don't want to ask you about Bosco.
Well, no, you can't ask me about him, but you can ask me about Hoover and...
Ah, yes. There's some things you said that Hoover Elcott might have done that only I, as his relation, can ask you about.
So you want to ask about Bosco?
Did Hoover have something to do with Bosco's disappearance?
Hoover had something to do with Bosco's dissemination, a corporal dissemination, yes.
Well, I don't think I need to ask any more, do I?
No, you don't.
This is Elcott, the next step, and I am Ed Elcott. With me is Igner Jones. You were the first to begin a process which many are hopeful will continue, Igner, and that is the flattening, or the lubrication of language. Tell us a little bit about that.
For the longest time, Ed, we have felt that Elcott, the next step, needs to speak the language of the people. So when we talk, for instance, about someone being leveled, which is a process of discipline.
Yes, I think our listening audience is well aware of that.
Right, it's a process of discipline. And they talk about leveling. Well, we don't really know what that means. And so we are beginning to move past the term leveling to something a little bit more communicative. So we're going to call it the skewering, or the rod, or taking the rod, or taking it white hot. And
so in other words, trying to make this as clear as possible that this is a punishment.
Yes, because we didn't think leveling was anywhere near as descriptive. So taking the rod white hot, or some of us are in favor of taking the white hot rod and riding it for a few minutes, or getting skewered, or the skewering, or the overlord skewering. All of these are far more descriptive.
Now, talking about the initiate novitiate levels, and in that process, of course, one is learning. One is incorporating the corpulante. What do you call that in plain English?
That is called getting your head out of your anus. We don't ever use the crudidities, but we will use the obviani. The obviani is what is called the obvious. We call obviani here in Elcott the next step. So pulling your head out of your rectal canal is essentially what we call learning, moving up. It's not a hard religion to get. It's not a hard liturgical process to go through, but you'd be surprised.
All right, so pulling your head from your rectal canal.
Your rectal canal, not mine.
Well, I don't understand.
In other words, when you say pull your head out of your rectal canal, you're looking at me.
No, I mean the individual.
Yes, the person that's saying it.
Right. Now, moving on to the process of becoming a priesterly from the initiate, or the initiations. And by the way, is your name a... did you take the name Igner Jones as a sort of a homage to the initiation?
I did. But it's more than that. I was the one that came up with the term initiation, and that is when one moves from novitiate into the open waters of Elcott. You are neither a novitiate, you're not an initiate, you're not an overlord, you're not a priesterly. You are just in the open channel. You're in the boating channel of Elcott. And that's what we call having initiated into Elcott the next step. And I took my name, Igner Jones, from that.
And you came up with the term initiate.
Yes, but now we want to make it even more plain. Your, and we'll say this, your ass is ours.
Your ass, not yours, mine.
Your ass, my ass, belongs to Elcott.
Right, and when one is in the open waters of Elcott, one has no name.
You are unnamed, you are unknown, you are un. In your real life, you have your name, and if you want to fool around with that, fine. But in Elcott, we know that once you've passed through novitiate into the open waters of Elcott, that is the boating channel of Elcott, you're nothing more than, an inner tube, a piece of flotsam. Let's say the main of Elcott is a boating channel. You would be nothing more than a piece of wood, a tin can, an old McDonald's cup floating with all of this gigantic truck, this gigantic freighter traffic and gigantic shipping traffic just plowing right on through, sometimes subsuming and underwhelming you.
My goodness, that is a rather frightening prospect.
Thank you.
Elcott, the next step, will continue right after this.
Have you had a hard time taking a shit this week? Well, of course you have. Hi, Dairy Duty for duties, daily duties. I know it sounds juvenile, I know it sounds childish, but I'll tell you this right now. If you get a handy packet of this, Dairy Duty, you can get this and put it in your coffee, put it in your tea, put it in your X-Lax, put it in your breakfast, do whatever you need to do, and you are going to become one of the cleanest, one of the surest individuals you've ever known in your life. That's right, Dairy Duty's having a hard time taking a dump. Not anymore with Dairy Duty. Dairy Duty's available at your local drugstore. Alcoholics cost this country plenty. If you drink, and you're drinking even more than ever before, then buddy, have a good time, because we're cutting you off next month. The law says you may never drink again. If you're an alky and you've been busted for drunk driving, caused your family pain, beaten a wife up or a husband up, yes, it happens, better put that in there because these guys get weird, then you will be cut off. No more booze. No more booze. Go ahead and try to make something that you can get high on from torpedo juice. Go ahead and try and suck down that hairspray. Drink that Lavoris. Whatever you think will get you off. Friend, it ain't going to be anywhere near as good as that Kessler's Smooth as Silk. Yeah, man. Are you a lesbian? The United States Olympic team could use you as a swimmer, a weightlifter, a discus thrower, or any of other multitudes of sports. If you're a lesbian and you've got the big ripped arms, got the six-pack, you got it going on, the U.S. Olympic team could use you in women's weightlifting, javelin throw, hammer toss, and a shot put. Are you a lesbian? Call the U.S. Olympic team, you and the United States of America, this summer. USA! Ooh! USA! Ouch! And now back to Elcott, the next step. Well, we are happy to have Igna Jones with us here. We're also going to be taking some phone calls. Gloria Grover is joining us, Igna, and I know you know her.
Very much so. Gloria is an overlord and is one of the tops. Gloria, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Ed. How are you doing?
Very good, Gloria.
I wanted to just thank Igna Jones for everything that he's meant to Elcott the Next Step, everything that he has meant to my son, Larry, because Igna was like a second father to Larry after Larry's father left, and there was a succession of men coming in and out of the house. Igna was one of them, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Well, when you say a succession of men, I wasn't aware of that, but... Okay,
Well, you must know that a woman of my stature was going to have lots and lots of boyfriends, but...
Perhaps that's something we can speak of but another time.
That would be true. Larry's here, too.
Hi, Igna, it's Larry Grover. How are you doing?
Oh, Larry, how are you?
Thank you for taking me to that football game when I was a kid. I really enjoyed that.
Well, that was a different time and a different place. Of course, now... I would never take you to a football game. I wouldn't take any child. As a member of Elcott the Next Step and as an overlord, I wouldn't take you...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Here.
Anyway, Igna, we want to thank you so much.
Well, that was rather rude.
Well, we've got to get going. Larry wants to get over, get a flapjack breakfast over there at U.S. At Highway 1. Oh, I know, at Highway 61 Flapjacks. Is that right, Larry?
Yeah, Highway 61 has the flapjack.
I gotta get going, but thank you, Ed. Wonderful program. Thank you.
All right, well, there goes Gloria Grover this morning. I didn't know that you had a hand in the raising of young Larry.
Well, if you can call that being raised, I tried to talk some sense into him, and I was unfortunately unsuccessful. He's a bit of a dolt. His mind has gone, I think. I think that he is going to become what one would call... I think he's going to become what one would call a adultish, dull, just a dimwit, you know. But he means well.
Well, we understand, and right now, we understand that we do have Coletta on the line, and Coletta is one of the overseers... So this is going to be very interesting.
Yes. Rarely do we hear from Coletta. That is the overseer name of Todd Wilson. Coletta, I not do drugs no more.
I am Coletta, and I don't need to stand on ceremony. I wanted to simply say you're doing a wonderful job in promoting Elcott, the next step.
Coletta, this is Dr. Ed Elcott. This is indeed an honor to speak to an overseer.
I am very aware hard work you've done on behalf of Elkhart. Elkhart and Elkhart,
And, Coletta, the question that some might have is, why do you finish off every sentence with, oh yeah?
That is, because of the ecstasy you are. Every waking moment of being an overlord in Elkhart the Next Step means that one is immersed in joy. And so one comfortably says, yeah, be good.
Coletta, I appreciate very much you taking the time to be with us.
You bet. Oh, yeah, man.
Isn't that amazing?
That was a very, very rare visit from an overseer. I don't think that's ever happened before. Never has that happened before. So I'm very, very thrilled by that. Very excited by that.
Elkhart the Next Step, as you know, is a presentation of Wampaw University Department of Agriculture each week here on this local station. We'd like you to keep Elkhart the Next Step on the air, and we'd like you to do all that you can to keep Elkhart on the air. And here then is Coletta with a special announcement.
This is Coletta, and I am Elkhart the Next Step. Yay, thank you. We make every effort to keep Elkhart the Next Step on the air. Oh, yeah!
That is Coletta with a special... That is a very, very special public service announcement. Ignor Jones has been my special guest. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart. Thank you to Gloria Grover for calling in. Thank you to Larry Grover for getting on the line and saying hello. And, of course, Todd Wilson, otherwise known as Coletta the Overseer, has joined us as well. And Ignor, always a pleasure.
It was fun for me. It was fun for me. I enjoy these programs, and I think that this is a great way to get the word of Elkhart the Next Step out to all, and all gets the word out to all, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I understand, yes. Elkhart the Next Step is a presentation of Wampaw University. I'm told that Coletta's a lot. Yes, Coletta.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
All right, Coletta, we got that.
Yeah.
Sometimes the overlords will, the overseers, I mean, will, because they are non-corpulent, because they don't have bodies, want to mess around.
Well, they're playing practical jokes.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. It's not worse, but it's more serious than that. It's not just a practical joke. They want to, in the parlance, again, of ignition, they want to fuck us up. Yeah. What are you looking at me for, like... Come on, Ed, you've heard that word before.
I have, but I'm not a fan. Oh, all right, Jerry. Coletta, we are going off the air.
Yeah, baby.
We're going off the air.
All right.
Thank you, one and all for one. This has been Elkhart the Next Step, a presentation of Wampaw University and the Wampaw Elkhart Overlord Arch at Big Sur, California. I'm Ed Elkhart. And for myself, Ignor Jones.
Thank you very much.
And Coletta, the Overseer.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everyone. Elkhart the Next Step, from Wampaw University. To be a part of Elkhart the Next Step, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to Elkhart the Next Step. We'll mail it back to you.